white letters scroll across the equator. Universal. The Earth among the heavens appears behind the letters. On a black screen, white words appear. Universal Pictures presents a Bernie Brillstein, Brad Gray, Robert Simons production. A Dennis Dugan film. Adam Sandler. Happy Gilmore. On the right side of the screen, a reel of home movies plays.
My name is Happy Gilmore. Ever since I was old enough to skate, I loved hockey.
Christopher McDonald.
Wasn't really the greatest skater, though. But that didn't stop my dad from teaching me the secret of smacking the greatest slap shot.
Julie Bowen.
My dad worshipped hockey. My mom didn't. That's why she moved to Egypt, where there's not a hockey rink within 1,500 miles.
Francis Bay.
Dad always took me to games to cheer for our favorite player, Terry O'Reilly, the Tasmanian Devil. He wasn't the biggest guy in the league, but he feared nobody, just like me. Handsome fella, huh? He always said that when I grew up, I could be anything I wanted to be. But I never wanted to be anything but a hockey player.
And Carl Weathers.
Yeah, my childhood was going great.
But life is full of surprises.
Happy and his dad sit in the stands at a hockey game. A puck strikes Happy's dad. The casket is placed into a silver hearse.
After the funeral, I was sent to live with my grandma in Waterbury.
Casting by Joanna Colbert. Music by Mark Mothersbaugh. Costume designer Tish Monahan.
I was kind of nervous since I really didn't know her that well.
Film editor Jeff Gorson.
But she dressed like Gene Simmons from Kiss to cheer me up. She's the sweetest person in the world.
Co-producers Warren Carr, Jack Giaraputo. Director of photography, Arthur Albert.
See, after my dad died, I developed kind of a short fuse. That kid right there just stole my party blower, and instead of asking for it back, I felt I had to belt him in the head a bunch of times with a hammer. Look at me go. But most of the time, I was quick to say I was sorry.
Happy brings the kid a piece of cake.
During high school, I played junior hockey and still hold two league records. Most time spent in a penalty box, and I was the only guy to ever take off his skate and try to stab somebody.
Produced by Robert Simons.
Lately, I've been working construction. It's not a bad racket. I'm a pretty good shot with a nail gun. But one day, my boss, Mr. Larson...
A nail juts from his helmet.
Got in the way.
Directed by Dennis Dugan.
Apparently, he also has a short fuse. Look at that monster.
Happy in a hospital bed.
He got a few lucky punches in there, but I still feel I won the fight. Anyways, those jobs weren't for me. I was put on this planet for one reason, to play hockey.
My puck, baby! Don't you ever touch my puck!
Great, Dean. Is that Gilmore again? How many times has this guy tried out, anyway?
At least 10 times. Guy's got a lot of intensity.
Happy slides on his belly into a wall.
Not a real strong skater, though.
Ain't the best puck handler, either.
Happy grabs a puck and drops it before him.
Yeah, but... God.
Players scatter as Happy's shot breaks a section of glass.
What a shot.
Damn it! Is that goal regulation size or what? Gee!
Number one. Number 52. Number 16.
They saw my power, man. Ain't no way they're gonna dog me this year.
Number 9. And number 43. The rest of you, if your number wasn't called, better luck next year.
Well, hey, Coach, what's going on there, man? What about me?
Gilmore, I called your number, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
Oh, well, better luck next year.
Now, that wasn't very nice.
Happy grabs the coach and punches him in the gut. Happy punches two players. Outside an apartment building.
Hey, where are you going? I got a subway.
I already ate.
Yeah, well, I went to high school with a guy who worked there, so we got extra meatballs.
Great, I gotta run. See you later.
Hey, can you just stick around? I kinda had a rough day.
Bye.
When are you getting back?
Never.
Happy stares through the elevator doors, then rushes to his door. Inside his apartment, he goes to the intercom.
Terry, wait! Wait! Hold on a second, babe.
Yeah.
You're not going for good, are you, honey?
You're going nowhere, Happy, and you're taking me with you. All you ever talk about is being a pro hockey player, but there's a problem. You're not any good.
I am good. You know what? You're a lousy kindergarten teacher. I've seen those finger paintings you bring home, and they suck!
Happy leaves the intercom, then rushes back.
I'm sorry, babe. I didn't mean that. I think they're excellent finger paintings. Please, don't go.
I am not spending the rest of my life with a loser. I'm gone.
Good, then get the hell out of my life. Who needs you? Beat it! Leave me alone!
Happy leaves and rushes back.
I'm sorry, babe. I didn't mean that either. I just yell sometimes because I get so scared. Scared of being a nobody. Why don't you just come back upstairs, honey? I'll give you the old smoochy smooch kissy wissy. You know Happy's gonna make everything okay.
He licks the intercom speaker. Outside at the front door, a boy stares at the intercom.
I wanna kiss you all over and over and again. I wanna kiss you all over.
An elderly Asian woman listens.
To the night closes in. To the night closes in.
Terry!
At his door, the Asian woman smiles at Happy. He waves and bites his lip. Morning.
Yeah?
Happy lies in bed.
Huh? All right, sit tight. I'll be right over.
Happy puts on his boots, grabs his jacket and hat, and leaves.
Hey! You know our breakfast?
The Asian woman wears Happy's shirt. Happy parks in front of a gray two-story house. A van with Jesse's moving on the side is in the driveway. Happy runs up the stairs to the front door.
Grandma? Hey, put that stuff down. That's my grandmother's.
No, kid.
We're just doing our jobs.
What are you talking about?
Your grandmother hasn't paid her taxes in over a decade.
What? Grandma, you didn't pay your taxes?
I would have, but I didn't have any money.
Where are you taking all her stuff?
I'm not taking your stuff, okay? The government is. It's not like I'm taking your stuff over to my place or something like that, all right? So don't get mad at me.
But she's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old. You can't just take her stuff. She's too old.
I'm sorry. I have no discretion here. Her stuff is now our stuff.
Well, at least we got the house, right? I mean, I can bring furniture from my place over here. We're going to be okay, Grandma.
Now you're really going to be mad. I have to take the house, too.
No, look, pal. My grandfather built this house with his bare hands. My grandma's been here over 60 years. You can't take her house.
Mrs. Gilmore owes the IRS $270,000 in back taxes.
Oh, my God.
We have to take the house. And if you can't get the money together in 90 days, we're going to have to sell the house to someone else. You hate me, don't you?
No, I don't hate you.
At the bottom of the stairs, the man searches for his glasses.
He hates me.
Happy and Grandma drive past a building with a white facade.
Don't worry, Grandma. Everything's going to be all right. Hey, look at this place. Silver Acres Rest Home. Looks more like a country club than a nursing home. Nice grass, nice people.
Yeah, I hope you brought your bathing suit.
I'm telling you, this place is perfect. You're going to make friends in no time.
A woman jumps on the hood.
Get me out of here!
He throws food at her.
Here, just eat that! Leave us alone!
Inside a white room.
Grandma, you don't got to do this, you know. You can come live with me.
Oh, nonsense, dear. You're a grown man. I wouldn't burden you like that. And that's fine. You tell me, how's that nice girlfriend of yours?
Oh, she got hit by a car. She's dead. Oh. Look, I'm telling you, I am going to get that 270 grand, and we're going to get your house back. That is a promise.
Oh, sure.
In the meantime, just stay here and have some fun.
I will, dear. Don't worry.
Oh, pardon me, but it's nap time.
All right, nap. That sounds nice.
You go on.
I love you.
I love you too, darling.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, buddy. I want you to do me a favor. You see that lady? She's very important to me, okay?
Okay.
So, I want you to take extra special care of her. You know what I'm talking about here?
I can't accept that. But I'll tell you what I can do. I can take extra special care of that young lady over there. For nothing.
Happy puts his single dollar away.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Have a nice afternoon.
Well, sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me to sleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
Grandma stares, wide-eyed.
Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep. Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Oh, dear.
Outside Grandma's house, two movers carry golf clubs.
Bet you I can hit a ball past that tree? $20 as you get.
Hey, morons. I told you I want to watch the hockey game. Now cut the golf sissy crap and finish up in there.
Relax. Think of it as a way to enjoy your grandma's possessions for another half hour.
Oh, my God, you got a hold of that one.
I'd like to see you try it.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it looks.
Sorry, ladies, I'm not the golfing type.
I'll tell you what. You hit a ball past my ball, and we'll go straight back to work so you can watch your precious hockey game.
Give me the stupid club.
Happy accepts the driver and stands a few feet behind the tee. He stares at the club.
Look at this stupid thing.
This is going to be hilarious. Look how I'm standing.
You like that?
The ball races between green and yellow leaf trees. The movers stare, mouths agape. The ball continues to fly and crashes into the second-story window of a white house.
Holy cow!
Go back to work.
That house is like 400 yards away.
Is that good?
That's unbelievable.
Beginner's luck.
$20 says you can't do it again.
Bring it on.
Happy looks up and then back down to the ball. In slow motion, he steps into his swing. On the porch of the White House.
You morons are gonna pay for that! You hit that guy!
He shouldn't have been standing there.
One more time. Double or nothing.
You better pay up.
The ball hits a woman looking out the broken window. She tumbles to the driveway.
Oops. All right, maybe we should get back inside.
Hey, you made a bet. Pay the man.
Happy counts the money. He looks up and away. At a driving range, people in polo shirts and sunglasses watch as Happy's ball hits a sign reading Waterbury 400.
All right. Thanks, man. Tell your friends. Step right up, folks. See if you can outdrive the amazing golf ball whacker guy.
A girl in a purple shirt barely hits a ball.
That's great. Very good.
A black man reads a magazine.
In those knees. Remember now, it's all in the hips. You're doing great.
All right, $50, I can hit it over the highway. Any takers?
He watches Happy's drive sail through the air.
That's real good.
He walks closer to Happy's tee.
So long, sucker.
You're like a freak. How often do you play?
Never, this is my first time.
Hey, you should play in the Waterbury Open tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, I'll see you guys there.
He's gonna play. By God, he's gonna win.
At a batting cage, the kid swings as Happy walks to the door. He sets the clubs down and enters.
Mister, you gotta wear a helmet.
Don't worry about it.
Happy rapidly clenches his fists. He steps into the line of fire and takes a ball to the chest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bring that stuff on, man. Oh, God, I love it.
Awesome.
Oh, God, I hurt a little, but I'm all right.
Oh, my God, son, what the hell are you doing?
364 more days till next year's hockey tryouts. I gotta toughen up.
Yeah!
Oh, God, I felt good. Yeah!
Come on, boy, cut that out. You're making me sick.
Hey!
He unplugs the machine.
So you're a hockey player, huh?
Yeah.
You gonna give that stuff up? You gonna concentrate on golf?
Who the hell are you?
I'm the club pro here, Chubbs Peterson. And I'm offering to teach you how to play golf personally. For free.
No.
You have no idea who I am, do you?
No, I don't.
Back in 1965, Sports Illustrated said I was going to be the next Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, what happened?
They wouldn't let me play on the pro tour anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you're black?
Hell no. Damned alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, tournament down in Florida. I hooked my ball in the rough down by the lake. Damned alligator just popped up. Cut me down in my prime. He got me. But I tore one of that bastard's eyes out, though. Look at that.
He holds up a jar.
You're pretty sick, Chubbs.
I have never seen anybody hit that ball half as far as you can. You got real talent, kid.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but I've been training to be a hockey player my whole life.
Golf's no different from hockey. Requires talent, self-discipline.
Golf requires goofy pants and a fat ass. You should talk to my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer, huge ass.
Hey, I bet your neighbor, the accountant, can't drive the ball 400 yards.
Happy grabs his hockey stick.
Bet your neighbor, the accountant, doesn't have a shot to get on the pro tour.
And how would I do that?
You win the Open tomorrow, you're automatically on the pro tour. Then who knows? Maybe you win a tour championship one day. Get that gold jacket like I never got.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives it?
Who? Yeah.
Oh! Oh!
Happy knocks Chubbs' false hand into the street.
Don't worry about that. Made of wood. It's real sturdy.
The truck splinters it.
Oh, boy. Sorry about that. Look, it was good to meet you, but, yeah.
Happy mimes a handshake.
So, all right, I'm out of here.
You know, this is not real smart, kid. I thought you were pro material. Prime to make the big bucks.
Happy looks at a picture of Grandma. He backs into a trash can.
Hey, Chubb, what kind of big bucks?
Sprinkles water emerald green fairways. Happy, wearing a Boston Bruins jersey, is at his car's trunk.
Stupid golf clubs. Why the hell am I doing this?
Happy watches a white stretch limo pass him by.
Whoa, must be Burt Reynolds or something.
Good morning. Sun, isn't this great? Blue skies, fresh cut grass, birds chirping.
You're gonna recite me a poem easy. Jeez, you love this golf stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Figure a guy your size, why didn't you play a normal sport like football?
Well, my mama wouldn't sign a permission slip. Thought it might be a little too dangerous.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Happy grabs Chubbs' broken hand.
Hey, who's that?
The shorter guy on the right, Doug Thompson. He's the president of the tour. The other guy, Shooter McGavin, leading money winner this year.
Hey, who's the girl?
Hi, I'm Virginia Bennett, director of public relations for the tour.
Of course, I've heard you've done some really interesting things here. Public relations.
Really? Oh, because I'm working on a cross-promotional thing right now.
Jeez,
with
you know what would be great? If I could get a Pepsi.
Sure.
Shooter walks away and then turns back.
Miss?
Yeah.
Diet?
Right.
With the assembled golfers.
By the way, thanks for dressing up.
Hey, if I saw myself in clothes like those, I'd have to kick my own ass. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Waterbury Open. Now, before we tee off, I have a very special treat for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Shooter McGavin.
Shooter turns around. A big smile is plastered on his face.
Thank you, Doug. You know, I saw Doug play yesterday, and I gotta tell you, this guy spends more time in the sand than David Hasselhoff. Well, let me get a little serious on you. Now, you're all aware that today's big winner will be invited to join the pro tour, and I just want you to know that although only one of you gets to be my colleague, all of you are now my friends. Thank you. Now go get him.
A man in a white shirt and visor holds a clipboard.
Next up, Lafferty Daniel and Gilmore Happy.
A scrawny boy slings Happy's golf bag on his shoulder.
Hey, where are you going with those clubs, punk?
Happy shoves the boy to the ground.
Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. No, let me carry these, all right? They're my grandfather's. They're pretty old.
Well, what should I do then?
I don't know. Why don't you just watch me and make sure I don't do anything stupid, okay?
Happy stands before the tee. His partner walks up.
Mr. Gilmore, Mr. Lafferty will be teeing off now.
All right. Good luck, buddy.
Get out of the way.
Happy looks around, nods to the man in white, and walks over to his caddy.
Where were you on that one, dummy?
The boy lowers his head and looks away. Lafferty hits a long, straight drive.
Probably the only good one I'll hit all day, huh?
Yeah.
Mr. Gilmore, you're up.
All right.
Happy, still carrying his bag, walks to the tee. He pulls out the driver and sets the bag on the green. He takes his stance. A few steps back from the tee, the onlookers shake their heads. He misses completely.
Time!
Relax, just do what we talked about, huh? Don't even look at the green. Make contact with the ball. There's no goalie out there to block it. Remember, it's all in the hip. Hey, it's all in. Come on. Work with me now. It's all in the hip. Yeah, it's all in the hips. It's all.
Get off of me.
Hey, just easing the tension, baby. Just easing the tension.
Well, ease it on someone else.
Chubb stands next to the caddy, hands behind his back. Happy takes his stance. He steps forward and connects. Chubb watches the ball sail through trees and over a lake. At the hole, another player's caddy holds the flag. He jumps as Happy's ball bounces on the green.
Good. Now we just worry about putting, huh?
Oh, yeah, plenty.
On the green.
All right. Remember what I said, huh? Just use your shoulders to push the ball, not your arms. Don't break the wrist and bring that putter back like...
You're confusing me. Just let me put the ball in a hole.
All right.
Happy holds the putter with his right hand halfway down the shaft, the way he holds a hockey stick. He shovels the ball past the hole.
Is that kidding?
And nearly into a sand trap. Happy stalks over to the ball and shoots it back onto the green. 6 feet from the hole. Chubbs shuts his eyes and turns his head. Happy just misses the hole.
This is pathetic.
Another shot. Another miss. He sinks it from 2 feet.
Yeah!
There you go. Good shot.
It's about time.
Hey, it is about time. I mean, I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. I wanted to, but I just couldn't do it.
Happy grabs the man's polo shirt from behind, takes it off, and punches the man in the face. Happy hands the shirt to the man's friend. Chubbs grabs his head. Happy drives again. The ball flies over calm water and manicured fields. Shooter raises his hand to his brow. The ball continues to soar. Chubbs squints. The ball lands in the green and falls into the hole.
He shoots! He scores!
Oh, man. That was so much easier than putting. I should just try to get the ball in one shot every time.
Good play.
Did you see that?
Yes, nice shot.
He just got a hole-in-one on a par four.
I know. I just said I saw it.
Oh, I hope he wins. He's a publicist's dream. I mean, a guy who can drive the ball that far, oh, he can really draw a crowd.
You know what else could draw a crowd? A golfer with an arm going out of his ass.
Happy drives again. The ball bounces onto a green under light fog. Happy's name is in ninth place on the leaderboard. He celebrates with his caddy. Happy swings. Two golfers duck quickly. The ball falls into a sand trap. Happy's name comes off the leaderboard. He strangles his caddy. A plume of sand shoots up after Happy swings. Some onlookers shake it out of their clothing. The ball slowly rolls into the hole. Happy stands in the trap, arms raised. He moves into fifth place. He swings again, moves into third. Happy's ball falls into a water hazard. He dives in after it, underwater. Happy searches through assorted white and orange golf balls. Chubbs looks on. Happy picks up a ball and his mouth opens. An air bubble escapes as he swims up. He surfaces holding the ball up high. Chubbs rolls his eyes and Virginia laughs. Happy occupies second place. Happy and Chubbs
all right now.
Kneel at a green.
You make this one in four less shots,
you win the tournament.
Four shots.
Just think of it this way. Other team, pull a goalie. It's wide open. All you got to do is tap it in.
I can do that.
Happy's ball is about 20 feet from the hole. He swings, and the ball rolls a few feet. He swings again. It's still short.
Don't worry about it. You're still in good shape. All you got to do is just tap it in. Just tap it in now. Hey, just tap it in.
Happy nods and swings again. The ball stops 3 feet from the hole.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo. Grandma, 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 grandma.
All right! Yeah!
Shooter is the only person not clapping. Chubbs and Happy embrace. Happy tackles his caddy.
He's gonna be on the tour. That's super.
Happy jerks him up and down by his arms.
That's cute.
Mr. Gilmore, Virginia Bennett. I am PR director for the tour.
Nice to meet you.
I just wanted to say welcome and congratulations. I saw that hole-in-one on a par four. That's gotta be some kind of record, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got a hockey record. I took my skate off and tried to stab somebody. I'm the only guy who ever did that.
That's wonderful.
I'm a little bit bummed, though, you know. I thought we were going to get some money for this.
Oh, well, cheer up. You know, next week in Portland, the winner takes home $216,000.
Whoa. How about the guy who comes in last place?
$2,400.
All right. So no matter what, I'm going to get some money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll see you next week, then.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, man. I hate to admit this, but this is my first trophy. Only problem is that goofy golf guy on top. Maybe the guy at the trophy store could put a little hockey guy on there. Who the hell
Happy,
would know?
Shut your trap.
All right.
I gotta admit, you were great out there today.
Thank you.
But you weren't that great. A lot of that was luck.
Well, some might call it luck. I'd like to call it, well, luck, I guess. So what?
So, I want you to put off joining the pro tour for a while. We got a lot of work to do before you go out there and compete with those real professionals.
Forget it, Chubbs. I learned a lot today. I'll just pick up the rest as I go along.
Stop being a damn fool. People would kill to be able to hit the long ball like you. You got an advantage over any man that walks out onto the tee. All we need to do is develop the rest of your game. Then you'd be unstoppable, son.
You're probably right, but I just can't wait. I need money.
You're spoken like a true airhead. Just give me 6 months. I'll work with you every day.
No. I gotta go. I appreciate everything. Wish me luck.
Happy leaves, trophy in tow. Chubbs puts his left hand in his pocket.
Best of luck, kid. Best of luck.
Marty, if you'd stop yapping your trap for a second, I could tell you. The price is $200 per quilt.
At the retirement home.
Yeah, well, this is handmade quality goods we're talking here.
All right. Good doing business with you.
Okay, listen up, everybody. Turn up your volumes. Announcement. I got good news. We're extending arts and crafts time by 4 hours today.
My fingers hurt.
What's that?
My fingers hurt.
Oh, now your back's gonna hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty. Anybody else's fingers hurt? I didn't think so. Why do you do that to me, huh? Why do you make me act like that in front of everybody, huh? Mr. Gilmore! Hey, 20 straight down to the right, dear.
How's my grandma?
Oh, she's super. We're just enjoying some arts and crafts time right now. Grandma's quite a quilter.
Hey.
Wow, that's a tremendous looking trophy.
Happy. Oh. I'm so glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you too, Grandma. I've been thinking about you all the time. Looks like everybody's having fun here, huh?
The orderly holds a finger to his lips and draws his thumb across his throat. In Grandma's room.
Grandma, good news. I made the professional golfers tour.
That's lovely, dude.
Yeah, it is lovely. You know what else is lovely? If I can figure out a way to beat those other guys, we're gonna get the house back.
Oh, thank God. I can't stand to live in this place another minute.
What are you talking about? I thought you'd like it here. That orderly guy seems very nice. Don't you like him?
Oh, I do. I do. It's just, well, the air conditioner's broken. I'm getting a little warm.
Well, just let the kid fix it for you. All right.
Got the little twisty knobs?
That ain't doing it.
The unit falls out of the window.
Mister! Mister! Get this off of me! Mister!
Hang on, I'll be right down!
You know that Mista lady? I think I just killed her.
Happy's faded beige car pulls through a gate. A sign reads, AT&T welcomes the Pro Golf Tour. Cocktail reception. Happy walks in wearing a t-shirt and jeans. Shooter talks with several men in gold jackets.
What'd you expect? Norman spends more time in the sand than David Hasselhoff. Come on, that's funny.
Yeah, it was funny the first time I heard it.
Oh, my God. Drink up.
Hey, anybody tapped a keg yet? I'll pump. Right? I'm Happy Gilmore. What's up?
Yeah, Happy Mark Lye. Welcome to the tour.
Thanks.
Yeah, I heard about that ace you had on that par 4. Man, that's impressive.
You heard about that?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a nice jacket.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? They give you one if you win the tour championship.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It's sort of the biggest tournament of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And where's yours?
That's good. It is a good one. He's a funny guy. Well, I'll have mine in, 3 months, guys?
Yeah, not if I have anything to do with it, you won't.
Whoa, look out.
You better look out, boys. Hey, if you're not doing anything later, why don't you join us at 9 o'clock on the 9th green?
What happens there?
That's a secret of the pros.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. All right, I'm out of here. I hear that asteroids machine calling my name from the game room, so peace.
Oh, and Happy. Dress nice, huh?
Oh, all right, all right.
At night. Happy, wearing a blue suit, stands next to a flag.
Almost 9 o'clock.
Happy puts his hands on his hips, nodding his head. He turns and walks through the sprinklers. Outside the clubhouse, Virginia walks alone wearing a white summer dress.
Hey, public relations lady, you see Shooter McGavin around?
No, why?
I just need to beat the living crap out of him.
Wait, let me guess, the old 9th green at 9 trick, huh?
It would appear so now, wouldn't it?
You're right, he does deserve a beating. But if you beat him up tonight, I've got to get up in the morning and explain to the papers why the new guy on the tour beat up Shooter McGavin, so you see, you'd really be making more work for me.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to do that.
Listen, don't worry about Shooter. He's just threatened by you. He's worried you're going to steal some of his thunder.
Well, that's nice of you to say. So, all right. I'm going to go change now.
Okay.
Hey, my girlfriend's dead, you know. She fell off a cliff and died on impact.
Really? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, you should get some sleep, Gilmore. Tomorrow's a big day.
You're right, it is.
Morning, outside the clubhouse.
Hello, everybody. I'm Vern Lundquist, along with Jack Beard. Looks like we're going to have a nice crowd here on this sensational April morning for the 22nd annual AT&T Invitational.
The field includes a group of elite golfers from around the world. The favorite has to be Shooter McGavin. He's won 3 of the last 4.
A scruffy, bearded man cleans Happy's windshield.
Hey. Thanks, man.
Hey,
my last buck.
This is the last time I'm going to tell you.
Aw, come on. He's just trying to make some money. Leave him alone.
Shooter talks to reporters.
I tell you, I don't know what it is about this big winning streak I'm on. I'm in the zone. What can I say? The hole just seems to get bigger.
So how does it feel to be the favorite, Shooter?
Well, I certainly don't think I'm the favorite. With all the great players here today, it's really anyone's tournament. I'm just trying to do the best I can out there. I tell you, the real winner today is the city of Portland. Every time I come here, it gets harder to leave. I think you guys put something in the water. Excuse me, I gotta go play a little golf.
Good luck.
Thanks.
In a lobby.
Hey, I'm a hockey player, but I'm playing golf today.
Name?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, the guy with the long drive. What's your caddy's name?
You guys haven't given me one yet.
Well, on the pro tour, you provide your own caddy.
Really? Ooh.
Happy bites his lip.
All right.
Happy walks through a crowd in an orange shirt.
Hey, easy with those clubs, all right? They're antiques.
The scruffy bearded man carries Happy's bag.
Gary Potter, great to have you on the tour, Happy. I feel a lot of solid energy coming out of you. Good, positive aura. Great, great. It's all great.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Nice to meet you, man. Is it always like this with the TV cameras and the people and stuff?
Oh, yeah. A lot of pressure. You got to rise above it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad. Feel the flow, Happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel. You pay the quarter, you get on the horse. It goes up and down and around. Circular, circle, with the music, the flow. All good things.
Yeah, all right. Well, great. Thanks a lot. Nice to meet you, man.
Psycho.
Next to tee off, Happy Gilmore.
All right, give me a club.
His caddy stares off into space.
I'll get it.
Happy grabs his driver. He hands the gym sock covering the club to his caddy. Happy walks over and takes his stance. He misses.
Me and up. You stupid.
On a broadcast monitor.
That.
Lee Trevino shakes his head, mouth open.
Sorry.
Lee walks away. A marshal raises a sign reading quiet.
Psycho.
The crowd watches Happy's ball rise in a pale blue sky. It lands close to the hole.
What a shot by Happy Gilmore. Who the hell is Happy Gilmore?
Mm-hmm. On the green. Gary replaces his ball with a quarter. Happy's caddy picks it up and stares off into space again. Nails the putt. He tosses his club to the caddy. It bounces off him. Happy runs to a cameraman.
You like that, baby?
Let him know where I came from, yeah!
In Doug's office.
Get Virginia Bennett in here immediately.
Just off the green.
I think you should use a 5-iron.
You think so? You're my wedge.
Shooter takes his stance. Shooter pantomimes a gun and shoots the cup.
5-iron, huh? Well, you're fine. Bye-bye.
On a tee, Happy drives. He sticks the club between his legs and trots around the tee. Chubbs pauses from gluing his hand to watch Happy on TV.
What? Happy riding a bull?
Yeah.
You're acting like a darn fool.
Grandma takes a cane and mimics Happy on TV.
Doing the bull dance, feeling the flow, working it.
On the 18th green, Shooter McGavin is putting for the win. Maybe it's just me, but his crowd seems unusually small for this type of moment.
After making his gun, Shooter blows on his fingers.
I think most people have found their way over to Happy Gilmore. He's been the talk of the course today with his huge drives and his amazingly bizarre behavior. He's on the 17th green right now, having a little trouble closing out his day.
Happy, the ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the hole. So why don't you send him home? His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets. Bring him to the airport. Send him home.
Send him home. Just send him home. It's time to go home there, ball.
Stupid old blind ball, why didn't you just go home? That's your home! Are you too good for your home? Answer me! Kick my white butt, ball!
Happy grabs the flagpole and throws it. It knocks a cameraman off his riser. In Doug's office.
Virginia, put out a press release concerning Happy Gilmore being thrown off the tour. I want to see a draft by 6 p.m.
You're right. He was out of line. His behavior is completely unacceptable. But you know, golf has been waiting for a player like this. A colorful, emotional, working-class hero.
I will not tolerate behavior like this. Gilmore is gone.
I just got a call from the Dallas Open. Their phones have been ringing off the hook with people who want to see Happy. They just sold out.
Already?
I know. He's a little rough around the edges. But let me work with him.
Okay. Fine. But he's your responsibility. If he cleans up his act, he can stay. If he doesn't, it's your head. Any more of this? And he's gone.
You play it where it lies.
At a podium.
Whoa, Shooter.
Shooter, what do you think of Happy Gilmore?
I didn't get a chance to see him play. I was too busy winning.
You gotta admit, that's a hell of a drive, 450 yards, huh?
Yeah, how do you finish again? Dead last? Oh, yeah, yeah, he had a good day, though. Thanks.
Is it true that you made a 450-yard hole-in-one?
Hey, where's my check?
We'll be mailing them out next week, sir.
Oh, no, I want mine now.
I don't have any checks to give.
Well, that guy got one, right? Give me one of them big ones. I don't care.
At a bar, Shooter sips a drink. Happy enters.
Hey, pal, how about a beer?
Hey, put that on my tab. That was quite a show you put on today, Gilmore. You were the talk of the tournament.
Wow, thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, you really crushed that ball off the tee, I'll tell you what. You know, you'd be something in one of those long drive contests. Yeah, you could probably make a very good living traveling around, hustling at driving ranges. Thanks, Phil.
That's, you know, I know what you're doing right now, and I don't like it. So why don't you just shut your trap before I put my foot in it?
Don't turn your back on me. Let's get one thing straight. This is Shooter's tour. I've worked hard my whole life, paid my dues, and now it's Shooter's turn. And Shooter's not about to let his reign at the top be spoiled by some freak sideshow clown.
Did you just call me a freak? I was on this tour for one reason, money. But now I got a new reason, kicking your ass.
Well, I'd like to see you try.
Let's do it.
I'm in on a golf course.
Hey, what is going on here, huh?
Oh, I was just looking for the other half of this bottle. And, there's some of it. There's some right there, too.
Why don't you just put it down?
Yeah, I know.
Just stay out of my way, or you'll pay. Listen to what I say.
How about I just go eat some hay? I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
Shooter turns and leaves. Outside on a balcony.
You better calm down or you're going to get kicked off this tour.
That can't happen.
Yes, it can happen, and I don't want it to happen. You could be a big star on the tour.
I don't want to be a big star. I want to make some money.
Well, you're not going to be around long enough to make money unless you start behaving.
All right, take it easy. What do you mean by behaving?
I mean no swearing, no throwing clubs, and especially no hitting other players.
Oh, good. You mean no fun.
No. No, you can have fun, and that's why I think people are going to come to see you. But you've got to keep it within reason.
All right, I will work on what you call behaving, but I ain't gonna act like a stiff out there.
Fine. Thank you.
Hey, what are you doing now? You wanna get some food?
Oh, no, thanks. I don't date golfers.
Oh, good, because I'm a hockey player.
Just behave, okay?
Happy Gilmore makes his way to the tee in the 72nd annual Cleveland Classic.
Hey, Happy Gilmore! Drive it 400 yards!
Oh, my God, man, I can't believe I have fans. I've been waiting my whole life for this.
Uh-oh.
Don't be alarmed, Mr. Gilmore. I know we had our problems, but I'm truly proud of you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mr. Larson. It's good to see you again. How's that thing feeling?
Oh, terrific. The nail comes out next week.
Well, you can hardly even notice it.
The towering Mr. Larson furrows his brow. Happy is ready to tee off.
Let's make a little noise here, huh?
Come on, I can't hear you!
Happy runs around the tee. He tugs on his caddy's beard and goes to a fan holding a beer bottle. Before drinking, he looks over to Virginia. She shakes her head. Happy smiles, then returns it. Shooter places his ball on the tee.
Trying to reach the green from here, Shooter?
That's not possible, sir.
I beg to differ. Happy Gilmore accomplished that feat no more than an hour ago.
Well, moron, good for Happy Gilmore. Oh, my God!
Mr. Larson's face twitches. As Shooter sets up, Mr. Larson grabs a club from Shooter's bag. He easily bends the shaft.
Oh, my God.
Shooter swings. The ball floats into the fairway. He signals his caddy to follow him.
Hey, Shooter, haven't you forgotten your 9-iron?
Quite a large and economically diverse crowd here at the Michelob Invitational. I guess it's the new tour sensation, Happy Gilmore, who's attracting all sorts of people to this beautiful course. Jack, I think I even saw one guy wearing one of those beer-dispensing plastic helmets. It's Happy's caddy. Shooter sinks a putt before the crowd.
Damn you, people!
back to your shanties.
Happy walks to his caddy.
This is a biggie, pal. Time's ticking away. I gotta make some real money. Now, what do you think? Slightly downhill?
In slanty left.
No, it just seems that way because you only got one shoe on.
He looks down to his one bare foot.
Oh, yeah.
Shooter signs a photo for an elderly woman. Yeah! Happy signs a female fan's bosom. Shooter's fan walks to Happy and opens her blouse. Happy shrugs and signs, then hugs her. Shooter, smiling, tosses the photo away. Happy walks past the winner with his own cardboard check for $9,000. He finished 26th. Happy's caddy bathes in a water hazard. He shampoos his hair and beard. At a tee.
You got the ball?
Happy holds his driver wearing a red shirt. His caddy pulls out a pair of underwear from the ball washer. Happy averts his eyes.
Happy Gilmore from 9 feet. Uh-oh, here comes the putter throw. Wait. He's restrained himself. Maybe this is a new Happy Gilmore.
Happy raises a hand.
Another tournament in Dallas and another Shooter McGavin victory. He's now won here 3 years in a row.
Happy accepts another cardboard check, this one for $4,800 for 45th place. Happy tees off. It soars over the crowd and bounces into an alligator's mouth.
That son of a bitch! Give me my ball! Give it here! Pop it up, you dirty bastard! I swear to God, I'll rip it out of you! Give me the ball,
alligator.
Happy reaches for the ball. He pulls back before the gator can bite.
You've got one eye. Chubbs. You took his hair.
Happy chases the gator into the water hazard. He wrestles with it. He headbutts it. The crowd watches as Happy reaches underwater and brings back the ball. He raises his arm in victory. Then delivers another elbow to the gator's head. At a 10, Happy holds up another check. $12,600 for 21st place. At a table, Happy stands with a check of $17,000 for 18th place. He walks with a check to his car. It reads $35,000 for 9th place. Happy tosses it on the passenger seat with his other cardboard checks.
That Happy Gilmore, he's a real crack up, isn't he? I mean, he's a hoot.
Well, he's bringing in some big crowds.
Yeah. You know, what was great today, one of his fans mooned me and had Happy written on his ass. Ha on the one cheek and then, sure enough, PPY right there in the other. I think it's great what he's doing for the sport.
Well, yeah, I'm beginning to come around.
Yeah, everyone seems to be coming around. Well, I'm not, Doug. This man is destroying golf. I saw two big fat naked bikers in the woods off 17 having sex. How am I supposed to chip with that going on, Doug? You've got to kick him off the tour.
He's not breaking any rules, and until he does...
But he's a disgrace to the game!
You may be right, but our ratings are up, and we're attracting new youthful sponsors. I'm sorry, Shooter. There's nothing I can do.
Well, I guess I'll have to take care of this myself.
At a payphone.
Grandma, I came in 9th place. I won $35,000.
So we'll get the house back?
As long as I don't come in last place in the next two tournaments, we'll get the money in time.
Oh, that's wonderful, Happy.
I love you, Grandma. Bye.
Goodbye, darling.
The orderly points to his watch.
Hey, Virginia. You know, we should go on that date. I've been pretty good lately.
Oh, really? Well, what is this I hear about you breaking a rake and throwing it into the woods?
What? I didn't break it. I was just testing its durability. And then I placed it in the woods... Because it's made of wood, and I just thought he should be with his family.
Uh-huh.
At least I didn't punch anybody.
All right. Okay, we'll go on a date. But just as friends, all right?
Yeah, just as friends. Slow down. I don't want to be more than friends. I just met you. Whew.
At a hockey rink, a Zamboni glides over the vacant ice.
Is she okay?
Yeah, I haven't skated since I was a kid, so...
Hey, pal! Can we get a little time here?
For Happy Gilmore, anything!
Thanks.
You used to play ice hockey?
Shut up.
The lights dim.
Oh, my God. Power failure. It's getting very scary in here.
Did you set this up?
No.
Spotlights and a mirror ball illuminate the ice.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to Endless Love in the Dark?
They both smile. Happy holds out his hand. Virginia takes it. They wind their way to center ice.
This song reminds me of seventh grade.
This song reminds me of my grandmother.
That's kind of weird.
She took me to see this movie. I got the biggest crush on Brooke Shields.
Really?
Yeah. My grandmother told me I should write her a letter, you know? So I did. And I got a letter back from Brooke like 2 weeks later. But it was in my grandmother's handwriting.
Grandma sounds sweet.
She is sweet. That's why I feel so terrible.
Why?
No, forget it.
No, it's okay, you can tell me.
It's just she's stuck in a damn nursing home. The IRS repossessed her house.
That's awful.
That's why I joined the tour. And I'm pretty close to getting her house back. But look, don't tell anybody about this. I'm kind of embarrassed.
Don't worry, I won't tell anybody.
Hey, I'll make you a bet.
Do you always carry a puck around?
Yeah.
Happy stares at her.
All right, now, if you get that puck in that net over there, I'll never bother you again. But if you miss, you gotta give me a big fat kiss. And you gotta pretend that you like it too.
Really?
Good luck.
A spotlight follows the puck as it scrapes along the ice.
Holy smoke.
And into the net.
Talk about your all-time backfires.
Happy. I didn't see it go in.
They kiss. Break apart and skate in the spotlight. The Zamboni driver, in profile, lip syncs the song from the stands. He bows his head.
Welcome to Soggy San Francisco, the site of this year's Pepsi Pro-Am.
How are you doing, Happy? I'm Bob Barker.
Wow, what an honor. Nice to meet you.
Looks like you and I are going to be playing together today.
That's funny. Who am I really playing with?
This is a Pro-Am, Happy. Each golfer is playing with a celebrity.
Wow.
You know, Nick Faldo and I won this thing last year, and I'd like to win it again this year.
All right, I'll do my best.
Hey, Gilmore. You suck, you jackass.
Why don't you shut the hell up? I'd love to punch that guy in the face right now, but I can't, you know, because I'd get in trouble. I bet you got a lot of that on Let's Make a Deal.
It's The Price is Right, Happy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It happens. Let's play some golf.
Okay.
Jackass. Whoa! The club went further than the ball.
What the hell was that all about?
It's just that, it's rainy and that guy in it, it just slipped.
Happy finds his ball on a damp shore.
You're going to need a blanket and suntan lotion, because you're never going to get off that beach, just the way you never got into the NHL, you jackass.
Happy's ball bounces into the rough.
The green's that way. Sure. You will not make this putt, you jackass.
Nice shooting, soldier!
Happy and Bob fall from 13th to 26th place.
All right, Happy. Nice and easy. That was not nice and easy.
Happy and Bob fall to 45th place.
That guy's driving me crazy.
You know what's driving me crazy? You not getting the ball in the hole.
Don't push me, Bob. Now's not the time.
Jackass!
Happy's ball hits a man in a rowboat.
This guy sucks.
We haven't seen Happy Gilmore play this badly since his first day on tour. He and Bob Barker are now dead last.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
Happy punches Bob.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Bob punches Happy in the gut. Bob then delivers a right hook, followed by a series of left jabs. Another hook comes. Happy flips into a water hazard.
Now you're gonna get it, Bobby.
Bob blocks Happy's attack. He counters with a left-right combination, then trips Happy. Happy gets up and tackles Bob. They roll down a hill slope. They reach the bottom and Happy gets on top. He headbutts Bob, who goes limp. Happy kneels over him.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Bob, eyes closed, grabs Happy's neck. Bob's eyes burst open and he gets up. He pummels Happy.
I think you've had enough.
Happy struggles to get up.
No.
Bob kicks Happy in the face.
Now you've had enough, bitch.
Bob walks away, punching at air. In the woods.
Well, that couldn't have gone any better. Instead of hitting you, he hits Bob Barker. Perfect.
Good, huh? So I'll see you at the next tournament, right?
Oh, no, that won't be necessary. This was on national TV. Gilmore's gone.
Well, look, let's get something to eat. There's a Red Lobster nearby. My treat.
Maybe some other time.
Shooter, I thought we were going to be friends.
Oh, we're friends. We are. I just got to go.
Okay, well, I'll be at the Red Lobster in case you change your mind, Shooter. God bless.
In Doug's office.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Happy Gilmore, come on now.
Thank you, Shooter. Sit down, Mr. Gilmore. So you had a fight with a game show host on national TV. I don't consider that entertainment. This is not hockey, Mr. Gilmore, no matter how much you want it to be.
I know that, and I'm sorry, okay? But it wasn't my fault. There was some guy out there giving me crap, and it took every ounce of my energy not to hit him.
So you decided to headbutt Bob Barker. Oh, who won that fight anyway?
That's enough, Shooter. Now, the board is taking the following action. You'll be fined $25,000 and suspended for 1 month.
Suspended? I gotta play!
Doug, kick him off the tour.
Well, the board thinks that that might be extreme considering the fact that our ratings were the highest that we've ever had.
Doug, look, my grandmother's house got repossessed. If I can't make some prize money in the next tournament, they could sell it to somebody else.
Well, whoop-dee-doo. Get out.
Shooter watches Happy leave. At a Subway shop.
I don't want to hear it. It's over. My grandmother's never going to see her house again.
Yeah, but you've made a lot of money. You could get her a really nice condo.
My grandfather didn't build any condos with his bare hands.
Damn it, I hate that Bob Barker.
Okay, there has got to be another way to get the $50,000.
I don't even want to talk about it anymore, all right? I failed, okay? Let me just sit here and enjoy the one thing that makes me a little bit happy. This fresh, delicious, tasty, meaty, turkey-filled, cold-cut combo. I eat three every day to help keep me strong.
Hey, Happy! Can I have one of those? Coming right up!
On TV, Happy tees up the sandwich. It lands in the man's mouth.
Talk about a hole-in-one.
Subway sandwiches will drive away your hunger.
In Grandma's room.
What do you think, Grandma Gilmore?
I love it. And he looks so handsome. Aww. And it makes me hungry.
Oh, really? Well, they gave me this card. It gives us free Subway for life.
Oh, that's lovely, dear.
Lovely. You know what else is lovely?
That commercial put us up to $275,000. Let's go get your house back.
Oh, Happy.
Outside Grandma's house, parked cars litter the street as people gather in the front lawn.
What the hell?
Hey!
What's going on here?
I'm glad you made it. This is very exciting. We're going to auction off your grandmother's house.
Hey, hold it. You said if we get the money by today, we could buy the house back.
Right, you can buy the house back.
Bidding will start at 100,000. 100, do I hear the 100?
This is exciting part.
Hey, 125,
have fun.
Side 150, yeah, 150 anywhere, 150, avenue 175.
All these people. I have 150 and 175. What's going on,
175, 175, thank you, and a two now.
Oh my God, they're auctioning off the
house. No, this could be good. We'll get the house back cheaper than we thought.
And 250 and 225, thank you. 50 I have.
Maybe not.
275!
Add 275, new bidder in the middle and a 3. 3 now. Add 350 down front and a 375. I have 350 down front and a 75. 75 anywhere? Add 350,000 down front. Sold, gentleman with the white sweater.
What just happened, Happy?
Go wait in the car, Grandma.
Hey! What the hell is the matter with you?
Well, real estate speculation is a hobby of mine. Now, you lay another finger on me, I burn the house down and spit in the ashes.
What do you want for it, Shooter?
You know what I want. You off the tour. Quit. And the house is yours.
Fine, I quit.
Oh, no, he doesn't. Happy, I need to talk to you.
What? He's a jerk, but he's right. I don't belong in this sport. I'm a hockey player.
Oh, really? What team do you play for?
Easy.
Face it, Happy. You are a golfer.
Look, I did this so I could get Grandma's house back. Now I can. No regrets.
What do you think Grandma wants more? To get her house back or to see her grandson succeed?
Maybe there's a way she can have both.
Hey, Shooter.
No.
Tour championships next week, right?
That's right.
If I beat you, I get the house back. You beat me, I'll quit.
You're gonna beat me? At golf? Oh, you're on. You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of scum like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of scum for breakfast?
Shooter pauses.
No.
He walks away.
That was great. I know you were going to kick his ass.
Yeah, that makes one of us. All right, look, take care of Grandma. I can walk from here.
Well, where are you going?
I got to learn how to play golf.
In an office.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best, I'm the worst. You're very good looking, I'm not attractive.
All right. As long as you're willing to admit that now. Are you ready to get down to business and do exactly what I tell you to do?
Believe me, I'm ready.
They shake hands.
Then let's get to work,
all right?
Chubb's wooden hand breaks again.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Here. Oh, here's your pinky.
A miniature golf course. A neon sign reads, Happy Land Mini Golf.
Hey, Happy Land, just like me.
Don't get excited, kid. I've been here before.
They stop before a tee with penguin statues.
This is embarrassing. I'm a professional golfer, for God's sake.
No, it's your short game that's embarrassing. Come on, let's go.
Happy takes his stance. He shovels the ball up a ramp and over a chain-link fence. They quickly leave. At a hole with totem poles.
Okay. This time, just line up your putt. Don't even look at the hole, huh? Aim for a spot 6 inches in front of the ball. All right. Line up, spot 6 inches in front of the ball.
Okay. 6 inches.
The ball bounces off tiny towers on a bridge. Chubbs scratches his neck at another hole. Happy repeatedly shoots and misses. The last one skirts around the hole and rolls away. Happy glowers. He breaks two signs nearby. Lee Trevino looks up and shakes his head at a clown head hole.
All right, this one's very tough.
Happy swings. The ball travels up the clown's grooved tongue. It's blocked by huge teeth.
He's laughing. He's having a good time. Good for you. Yeah, laugh it up. Enjoy your night.
Come on, Happy. Concentrate.
Happy swings again. The ball is blocked again.
Beat that clown.
Easy. If you can't beat the clown, how are you going to beat Shooter McGavin?
The ball shoots back out.
You're gonna die, clown!
Happy breaks off the clown's red nose.
You think that's funny? I don't hear you laughing now!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Enough, enough.
What? I can't do it!
Come with me, Happy. Come on! Drop dead,
you stupid clown!
At a hole named Earthquake.
Remember now, this isn't hockey. You don't play with raw emotion. You can't putt angry. You have to clear your mind of everything else. Stay focused.
Happy takes his stance. A building topples and the road cracks.
Now how the hell am I going to do that?
Think of a place that's really perfect. Your own happy place. Go there and all your anger will just disappear. Then putt.
Happy place.
Happy place. Your happy place.
Happy closes his eyes. On a lush lawn, Virginia in white lingerie carries two full pitchers of beer. She sits on a couch, legs crossed, and raises a pitcher. At a slot machine, Grandma in white evening gown and feather boa pulls the lever. Three cherries, coins spill into her hands. She throws them into the air. A dwarf goes by on a tricycle waving. At the hole, Happy opens his eyes, smiling.
Now, how do you feel?
Better.
Now putt.
Happy bounces the ball off the toppled building. It banks off a mini hotel sign onto a molded green hill, meanders down a gray path, and falls into the hole.
Yeah!
Yeah! Your happy place!
At Happy's apartment.
We really took some giant steps out there tonight. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
So here, I got something really special for you here.
Oh, wow, thanks, Chad.
See that? That is the same putter I used when I played. Slightly modified, of course.
Man, this is excellent.
All right, you got the spirit of a hockey player in you, Happy. So I figured, why fight it, huh?
Oh, I got something for you too, pal.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I figured if it wasn't for you, none of this would have happened, right? So I wanted to show my appreciation.
Oh, this looks nice. What is it, huh?
Open it up.
Oh, man.
Remember the gator that got your hand? I got his head.
Chubbs falls out Happy's window.
Chubbs! Chubbs!
Happy looks down to see Lee Trevino shaking his head. The next day, a picture of Chubbs is ringed with flowers. His hand lies on a podium.
First my dad, now Chubbs. Anybody I get close to dies. If I were you, I'd run.
No, you can't blame yourself for this.
I guess that alligator finally finished the job, huh? I'm gonna miss you, pal.
Happy shakes Chubbs' wooden hand.
I don't know how the hell I'm gonna play today.
Just remember everything that he taught.
Congratulations, murderer. You killed a golf legend.
Beat it, McGavin.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dedicate my performance at the Tour Championship to Chubbs' memory.
To hell with that. I'm playing for Chubbs.
Nuh-uh. I called it first.
Hey. You want to beat him? Beat him on the course.
That's right. I'm going to beat your ass on the course.
Yeah, right. Grizzly Adams had a beard.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Shooter purses his lips and leaves.
The golfers of the Tour Championship are ready to hit the links. There may be 63 professionals vying for the title of world's best, but in the minds of the spectators, there are really only two. Tour kingpin Shooter McGavin and bad boy Happy Gilmore, fresh off his recent suspension. And wouldn't you know it, they've been paired together.
I've got some very interesting interior design ideas for Grandma's house. You know that bedroom at the top of the stairs?
Yeah, that was my room.
I think I'm turning that into my trophy room. Oh,
perfect.
Shooter tees off.
Just may not be big enough.
All right.
Happy hammers the ball. Landing 6 feet from the hole.
You know what the pathetic thing is? You've been playing golf your whole life.
Let me show you how we do it in the pros.
Shooter doesn't look at his putt as it falls in. He shoots the hole.
Jeez, that gotta hurt.
Happy's putt is just as far. He swings his hockey stick putter and sinks the shot.
Ooh. Happy learned how to putt. Uh-oh.
Here's a free lesson.
Shooter's ball lands 20 feet from the hole.
Can't learn that in a hockey rink.
Happy's ball lands just 2 feet away. After one day, Shooter McGavin is in the lead. But the big surprise is young Happy Gilmore, nipping at his heels and trailing by only one stroke. Shooter from the sand, playing like he really wants that jacket. Happy Gilmore answers right back with a birdie.
On the leaderboard, it reads McGavin 3-under, Gilmore 2-under. On a green, Shooter putts. The board reads McGavin 4-under.
Happy with a long eagle opportunity. It's good! And Shooter can't believe it. He is now tied with Happy Gilmore.
Happy is up to putt.
Uh-oh, a little too much zip on that one. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. No!
The ball goes in. Happy walks to Shooter.
I didn't see that. Did that go in? Because I wasn't watching. Did it go in the hole? I wasn't watching, and I know I saw it go up. Did it come back in? All right.
At the end of the third day, Happy Gilmore has taken the lead. And Jack, one can't help but be impressed with the fast improvement in his short game.
In the woods, Shooter tries to copy Happy's running swing. He looks around after missing. He tries again. He misses. He kicks the ball and throws his club.
Hey, Donald. Shooter.
Shooter. Hey, it's great to hear from you. You want to go to the Sizzler and catch some grub?
No thanks, pal. Not hungry. Listen, this call's about business. I need you here in the morning.
Well, it's the final day of the Tour Championship, and it's shaping up to be quite a classic. Happy Gilmore leads the pack. Could there be a changing of the guard? We'll know in 18 short holes. Oh, Happy is really on today.
A VW Beetle races onto the fairway. Happy and Virginia wave to each other. Beetle bears down on Happy from behind.
There he is. That worm.
Happy, look out!
Happy turns and bounces off the car. He lands on his back. Virginia runs over to Happy.
Are you okay?
Volkswagen!
Jackass!
In the Beetle. Donald sees a camera tower too late, runs into it. Shooter's eyes dart around as Donald runs from security personnel.
Jackass!
There he is. Well, you're a little banged up, but no serious injuries. Just keep off your feet for a few days.
To hell with that. I gotta finish up.
Fine. Do whatever you like. What would I know? I'm just a doctor.
Hey, are you gonna be all right?
I'm fine.
Happy. There is no shame in throwing in the towel. When it comes to your health, you can't be too cautious.
Let's just play some golf.
I knew Happy Gilmore was tough, but I can't believe he's going to keep playing after being hit by that car. Let's hope it doesn't affect his game.
Ah! My shoulder.
Oh, my! That's the first time he's failed to outdrive Shooter McGavin.
Well, well, well. Happy Gilmore is human, after all.
Happy Gilmore is in big trouble, Jack. He's lost the power to hit the long ball. If he's going to have any chance of winning today, he's got to get it done on the green. Oh,
He's really got to focus now. He's got to save this one for par. Oh, my. That bogey drops him out of the lead. If he wants to stay in this thing, he has to calm down and sink some putts.
Don't worry about your grandma, Gilmore. She can live with me. Be my maid.
Happy flings his putter to his caddy, who catches it with one hand.
Look at the cabbage he's in now. Things just keep getting worse for Happy Gilmore.
All right, just remember what Chubb said. Go to a happy place. Go to a happy place.
On the lush lawn, Virginia is in black lingerie, still holding two pitchers. She throws them away. Shooter walks in with greased hair, wearing all black. He and Virginia kiss passionately. Shooter looks up, eyebrows arched. The dwarf rides by. Grandma is counting money. Shooter walks up. Grandma hands him her money. They begin to kiss. Shooter pulls back. Grandma's wearing her Gene Simmons mask. Shooter swallows the mask's tongue.
Oh, God!
Happy begins to hack at the ball, missing several times. He finally connects. It skips into a water hazard.
Oh, this looks like the end for Happy Gilmore. Shooter now has a commanding lead.
Happy throws a rock into the hazard. His caddy follows suit. Happy falls to third place on the leaderboard. Happy drives, but hooks it left into some trees.
Happy, look who's here.
Grandma.
Happy, you look upset. What's wrong?
I don't know what to say. I stink. I'm not going to win.
Oh, that's all right, sweetheart. The house isn't important. It's just the house.
Stop fraternizing with the help, Gilmore. Just hit your ball, if you can find it. Hi, Grandma.
Forget him. I just want you to be happy, darling.
Happy smiles.
All right, Grandma.
In the woods.
Grandma wants me to be happy.
On the lush lawn. In white, Virginia is dripping wet as she walks forward. Grandma throws coins into the air. The dwarf rides the bull on a club. Chubbs, in all white, sits at a white grand piano.
Chin up, Happy. Don't feel bad about me. I got my hand back, see?
Chubbs holds both hands up.
You've only just begun to live. White lace and promises. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
It ain't over yet, McGavin. The way I see it, we've only just begun.
Happy lands a 15-footer. He sinks three more close putts. Shooter grimaces. Happy regains second place, two strokes behind Shooter. Happy clears a water hazard to land on the green.
Happy, the gold jacket's yours. Shooter's got a choke.
Shooter's ball dives right into the water.
Unbelievable.
Happy sinks his next putt. He's one stroke back. Beach balls float through the crowd. One lands next to Shooter.
Damn you people, this is golf! What a rock concert!
He pops the ball. He swings his putter back and forth, trying to lose the deflated beach ball.
Putt!
He sets up to putt.
Yeah!
Happy sinks a long putt. Five fans have Happy Rules painted on their chests and backs. Happy runs down the aisle of fans, arm raised. The new score has Happy and Shooter tied.
Happy Gilmore has really charged in the back nine. He's now dead even with Shooter McGavin. And if Shooter doesn't get himself out of this current funk he's in, he may yet again miss out on the gold jacket.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 18th hole is a par 3, 160 yards. In the event of a tie, there will be a sudden death playoff. Mr. Gilmore, you have the honors. All right. Well, no matter what, I gotta admit I'm having fun.
Happy Gilmore, you're starting to sound like a golfer.
I know, keep it down.
Right at the pin, 15 feet short of the hole. Shooter's ball is in the woods, and Happy's on the 18th green, where earlier a car driven by a crazed fan rammed the TV tower.
Yeah. Excuse me, I just got to get through. I'm looking for my ball. This is golf, okay? Excuse me, thank you.
The ball rests on a shoe. The owner's T-shirt reads, "Guns don't kill people, I kill people."
Is this your ball?
It's Mr. Larson.
Yes, it is.
It struck my foot.
Doug! Doug, can I get a drop?
Oh, the rule says play it as it lies.
The ball lands on the edge of the green.
That's two thus far, Shooter.
Oh, you can count. Good for you.
And you can count on me waiting for you in the parking lot. Run, Shooter, run.
Looks like you're still away.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Thank you.
A fan starts to climb the damaged tower. Shooter eyes his putt. Other fans begin to climb up the tower.
Shooter needs this to keep the pressure on Gilmore. If he misses, Happy can two-putt his way to victory.
Happy's caddy lays down the ball and picks up the cracker marker. He eats it.
If Gilmore can sink this, it will cap an amazing comeback.
The tower topples over the green. Fans fall or jump off to safety.
Great, now I have a stinking tower blocking my ball.
Don't worry about it. We'll get this cleaned up and you'll finish tomorrow. Right, Doug?
No. He has to hit it now. He has to play the ball as it lies. No. I did it off Frankenstein's fat foot, remember? Those are the rules. I didn't write them.
I'm afraid he's right. Take a shot, Mr. Gilmore.
Oh, and Virginia, in case you were wondering, my jacket size is 44 long and my right arm's just a little longer than my left.
Happy, hit it around the tower, sink your putt, and we'll go to sudden death.
I'll just beat him now.
Oh, good luck.
Chubbs, I know you're going to help me with this one.
Happy slaps the ball off the Beetle's windshield. It rolls down a subway banner and a metal grate. It zigzags across metal ladders and supports and tubing. Shooter, Mr. Larson, Happy, Lee Trevino, and the crowd's heads bob left to right as they follow the ball's path. It comes around a bent piece of metal, through a tube, onto the green, and into the hole.
Oh, my God! Incredible! Happy Gilmore wins the gold jacket.
The crowd mobs around Happy. He kisses Virginia, Grandma, and his caddy.
It's impossible! That's my jacket!
Shooter steals the jacket.
Hey, he stole my jacket!
I believe that's Mr. Gilmore's!
In slow motion, Shooter tries to put on the jacket as he is chased by Happy's fans and a lumbering Mr. Larson. Outside Grandma's house, Happy's car pulls up. Virginia, Grandma, and Happy get out.
You coming?
You bet.
All right.
Happy's caddy gets out wearing a blazer. Happy hands everybody a glass of champagne.
Here's to Chubbs, wherever he is.
Happy looks above the house to see Abraham Lincoln, Chubbs, and the alligator waving.
Hey, Happy. Nice jacket.
Happy waves back and gives a thumbs up.
Who are you waving at, Happy?
Nobody, Grandma. Let's go home.
Narrated by Jack Patterson. Description written by Micah Grossman. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com. Words appear. The end.